Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permescent Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permescent Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permescent on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permescent.com. That's Permescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, and almost stylist. I'll tell you right now, my sty is goddamn near almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, it went way down.
Very happy. Very, very happy about that. Way more. It does something to my soul. I walk around. If I'm smiling, I'm not really smiling. Just realize it's a fake smile.
Yeah, it almost gives you a lazy eye.
I know. Lazy guy with a lazy eye. Not okay. You guys know that voice, ladies and gentlemen. The soon-to-be poor Karen Feehan joins the show. It's terrible. Oh, my God. We're going to get into that today. What are you going to do?
I'm fucked.
You are fucked. Well, not on OnlyFans, you're not. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
Also, very happy to have on the show. It's been a hot minute, but he messages me daily.
No, he doesn't.
Not daily. I would say a good once a week.
Once a month,
you say?
Once a month, I give you, like, just, could I be on the show? The other one's personal stuff, like, don't get sexually distorted by chicks, LJ.
Yeah, that's true. He does give me advice. He's like, hey, dude, just so you know, all these girls, they're going to come after you one day. Random never gives me bad advice. Typically, it's good advice, except it's coming from Random. Dude, so I just
think that's so wrong, though.
If they're desperate enough to fuck you for a spot, they're desperate enough to meet to you for a spot.
Wow. No one's safe when Random's in there. Wow.
Also, I just wanted to say, I'm playing a character. It was a joke, everyone. I was just playing a character in the past. I'm not that dude.
Yeah,
that's
you guys,
a big deal.
Go back in time and laugh at Random.
Yes, laugh
Have
at
Have a
me.
Good time.
This has been like an Andy Kaufman thing the whole time. Yes. Now you've come out.
It was an anti-comedy thing of, I wanted to prove that you can't control people think. So I was needy. I was uncomfortable. I was begging and pleading for people to like me and all
but
these things.
But that was all a character and you nailed it. It was perfect.
For
it was perfectly...
3 years, there's wow. Chrissy Mayer,
how are
Karen
you begging
Feehan.
People to like Listen, me? You just said I had small tits. And try to give me comedy advice.
No, that was Random. He's just wilding. But that was LJ, Louis J. Gomez, Louis J. Gomez, the other co-host, Karen Feehan and Chrissy Mayer. For 3 years, I've interacted with you guys as a study to could I change what you think of me? And I didn't. In 3 years, no matter what nice, cool, upsetting things I did, and LJ, you just always loved me. Chrissy Mayer was always nice and we had a friendship and you just always kind of discontent. And nothing I did said, because it's like no one judged me by the comedy
so
performance.
It's an experiment with it, where there was result.
You know
there was
what
no
I
nothing.
Think
Matt,
of?
Matt, oh, you finally joined us, Matt. Very nice. We started the show without you.
What's up?
Matt's
What's
here.
Going on?
Matt.
How are you?
An alpha.
Yes.
The Disgusting Hawk Podcast.
What's up, man?
I can feel it.
Can you guys get a little, Random, why don't you get a little closer to Matt? Because you guys got to be in the same
I'm just scared. I'm such a beta right now.
who is this?
Yes, I just
correct. Trauma bonded with the audience that I proved that you can't control what people think, and now the audience has to live with that. They wanted me to have the self-awareness, and I didn't. So the audience, 10,000 people, you now know you can't control what people think.
Do you think there's only 10,000 people
what
that listen to
this
show?
What the fuck did you just say?
It's like a nagging and nagging and
I mean, I don't know. In 2019, I went on tour, and I always shouted out Legion of Skanks, so I got that audience up.
I know you did. Listen to me, Matt.
It's a character. I don't really think I'm a comedy god, you fucking idiots.
You fucking morons out there.
I suck at comedy.
Let me bring Matt up to speed. First of all, Matt from the Disgusting Hawk podcast, very popular podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. Very happy to have you join us, Matt.
Thanks, man. You're my fucking idol, and you know it.
Yes.
Thank you. I know.
Hey,
I am.
Karen.
Hi, Matt. Nice to see you again.
You look fucking hot, man.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah.
I want you.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
I always have.
I know.
I'm nervous because Karen's here.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Have you guys met before?
Look at that shirt. Your tits are out.
Hell yeah. Get it, Matt.
Holy shit.
Matt, we're going to get into it. Have you met Karen before?
Yeah. I met her on Zoom, but I've seen her perform many times at the stand.
Thanks,
Very
Matt.
Cool. Matt's a big comedy fan. He goes to comedy shows a lot. Big podcast fan.
Always alone. But
Matt,
good,
are you coming? Are you coming to hang out at Skankfest?
Yeah, of course.
I know.
You're paying for me to go.
I know. I told Matt I would get him free tickets.
Yeah.
Matt, can I say, I'm notorious misogynist. You make me want to go to women's marches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yo, Matt, what's I feel up? Like Matt, what is going on? There's a weird energy between Matt and Random already, right off the bat. Is there an alpha thing going on right now?
I am not the alpha right in this moment.
No, he's, like, I'm much more macho than this guy, man.
I can't compete.
Yeah.
That is true.
Cool. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah!
Please don't rape. Please don't rape.
Chance!
No, consent with women, right?
No! No. Take what you want, man.
No, consent.
I'm somewhere in between where they are right now, like the way that I truly feel.
Yeah, just marking Random. It's the manifestation of Random that's come back.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like you guys are the angel and the devil on my shoulder.
That's what I said. Matt's like, fucking rape bitches, and I'm like, nah, consent.
No, rape.
I don't rape them.
Jesus
I give
Christ.
Them a sub first.
Yeah, give them a rupee. Rupee,
no,
at least.
No, not a rupee.
A rupee. You give them an Indian
coin?
Dollar.
The best thing to do is go to an OA meeting with a sandwich.
What's an OA meeting?
Overeaters Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. No, I have an eating disorder, so it doesn't work for me.
You make yourself puke?
Yeah, that's why I eat ice cream.
He makes everyone puke, to be
fair.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. All right,
look,
man,
we have a great show planned today. I'm very excited to have you guys both on the show. We don't really usually have this much male energy in here, which is fucking great, which I really, really love. And Karen, who, I feel
very at home.
She does. Karen loves it. She loves all the attention. She's going to act like she's bothered by some of this stuff, but Karen loves the attention. I know that
Karen loves the attention.
The girls in the booth have to be very, very happy right now.
They're both aroused. I see four erect nipples.
Yeah,
if
they're
I'm correct.
Well, actually, that is fucking what? Shannon's clit. That's not a nipple. She actually has only one nipple.
Oh, really?
It's a huge clit that you're watching.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
That's cool.
So Shannon and Natalie usually take the brunt of the sexual harassment here today. And today, Karen, I have a feeling that you're going to take it. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way and let's get this fucking show on the road, baby boys. Matt, what do you got to plug?
I just want to plug my podcast. Hey, what's up? It's Matt!
Okay, good. I didn't realize that was your own podcast under the umbrella of Disgusting Hawk. I just realized that.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Awesome. That's very cool.
Right.
Hey, what's up? It's Matt, and it's every week here on Gas Digital.
Gas Digital, Disgusting Hawk. Everyone should check it out. It's fucking awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, tits.
Yes.
Tits.
Yeah.
Random, what do you got to plug?
I'm promoting still my documentary, Who Killed Comedy, markrandom.com. I'm promoting, I've done live comedy. I have a podcast with Lizzie DeRozzo. My YouTube channel has actual funny content. So just watch it and judge me as a live stand-up comedian performer. That's what I got out of the experiment. No one judged
me. Not the past 3 years. Don't judge the experiment. Judge the results.
Yes, but also my stand-up comedy. They all said I suck by rumors and lies, but not my stand-up comedy.
Is that the name of the album?
The name of the album.
They all said I sucked. That's a great name for an album, Random.
No,
for your next album, they all said I sucked.
Seriously, this is comedy. That album's still out. And I still do some of the material, but
how many albums do you have right now?
I'm working on a third.
Your third album.
Yes, but it's serious, but it's like, I know, it's... No, but it's just churning it out in case I fucking die.
I think you would love Random's comedy.
I'll check it out, man.
No, but just
where
live
can I
comedy.
Find it?
MarkRandom.com. It's just my live performances. Judge me on that, not all of this or the past 3 years. My live comedy.
Not his face or his personality or, you
or
know.
Or anything you've ever heard on Gas Digital.
Anything you've ever heard or seen of him. Just go find him at a
MarkRandom.com. The port of a hell. Yeah.
Karen Fian.
Hi, I'm gonna be in Massachusetts the beginning of September, but I forget exactly where. So just follow me. Follow me on Instagram.
You're hot.
Thanks.
Go see Karen. She's so fucking funny.
Come to Frantic tonight. No, is anybody watching this live? Come to Frantic tonight.
Yeah. Every Monday night.
Monday night. Come to Frantic. Don't watch Legion of Skanks. Cause it's like kind of the same thing every week. Come to Frantic. You know.
Very nice.
Very different. What was I going to say? Subscribe to my OnlyFans while you can before I'm persecuted and shunned.
We got to talk about that.
The sex worker I am.
Welcome to the club.
Why? What do you do?
That happened to me years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into that too. Let me tell you some stuff that I have going on, guys. This week, Thursday night, myself and Zach Amico will be in Connecticut, Norwalk, Connecticut, at the something or other Unhinged Comedy.
BJ Ryan's.
There we go.
Great.
BJ Ryan's. I'll be at two shows on a Thursday night. I don't know why they wouldn't have just booked one. But
they're not bright, but that's
two
a fun
shows.
Room.
They're not bright. They're not bright. They're not bright.
They're not bright.
So yeah, come out. Oh, come to both shows. Why not, guys? I'll do all crowd work on the second show.
There's good food there. There's good onion rings.
Let's sell this shit out. Myself, Zach, and Nico this Thursday night. Come to that. Then also, I'm going to be down in Austin. I'll be at the Creek and Cave.
Yep.
September
an awesome place.
30th through October 2nd.
Yeah.
September 30th through October 2nd, Thursday through Saturday night.
Who's opening for you?
I don't know yet.
Can I open for you?
No.
Okay.
Will you be rocking the polo like in California?
Why not?
I like that you look. You look so white. You marketed yourself. You're like,
he
I'm
said it
white.
Three times
artist.
This polo in California.
I wasn't wearing a polo shirt.
I wasn't wearing a polo.
I liked
shirt.
It. Golf pants and everything. You're escaping the Puerto Rican Harlem.
Was he thinking? Are you thinking
does he think
of somebody
you're
else?
That dog face guy on Instagram?
Yeah. No, the
the guy that's on a skateboard.
Yes.
That
but he wears like fancy clothes.
I'm saying you are over whiting yourself, and it's beautiful and inspiring.
He
like Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac. You think I'm the Fleetwood Mac skateboard guy?
No, you could be. That's
Is that what you
saying.
Think I am?
You got to start going around with the skateboard now.
Thinks you're a polo shirt influencer.
September 30th through October 2nd, I'll be down in Austin. So come out. Come check out all my new material. It's been going a lot. This whole tour has been a lot of fun. I'm going to be adding many more dates as well after the fight, which we're hoping is still happening.
Why?
Man. What is that, man? Lewis, you look jacked.
Thanks. Jacked.
Thank you, bro. I'm trying.
Holy shit, man.
Not his stomach, but
I'm putting
my stomach doesn't
hot.
Look bad. Yeah,
hot I'm putting money on it, the fight.
Good. Put money on me.
I am, because you just win at shit.
I win.
Reason.
You're right. When I set my mind to something, I fucking
No,
hit
it's
those
not
goals.
Like in logic reality, you would lose horribly, but there's just something about you that wins that defies logic.
Is it just as good if you beat a guy with like a heart condition?
God damn it. Fucking random speaking truth right
no,
now.
No, like, yeah. LJ sucks, but he succeeds and does great. That's, like, it's miraculous
really,
to watch.
Really, he doesn't suck, man.
He really bites the hand.
I don't fucking suck, man. Thank you, Matt.
You don't suck, man.
I don't suck. I'm dope.
I'm sorry. Well, that's
Karen
why I'm in...
sucks my dick.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Woo! Yeah, suck it, Karen. tits. My mother's got cancer.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys want to get the premium service, which gets you instant access to every show on the network, the entire on-demand library. We're talking about thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. All the Legion of Skanks, all the Realist Podcasts, all the Believe You Me's, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Disgusting Hawk, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is Ding, Jamie Josta's podcast, we got fucking Tommy Dreamer's podcast, we got fucking Kurt Metzger's podcast, we got Corinne Fisher's podcast, we got so many amazing podcasts on this network, you guys gotta subscribe, use the promo code REP, get a 7-day free trial, if you keep the membership you save $1.50 a month, it's only $8 a month, that is half the price of most fucking
You're so passionate, you
OnlyFans.
Should have podcast Shark Tank podcast.
I thought about making that a show.
You just should do it.
Where I am, but I'm the Damon John and the Mr. Wonderful.
All of them wrapped,
all
in,
wrapped
one.
Into
That's
one.
The
dude.
Barbara, the other lady
dun,
with
dun,
the
dun,
lips.
Dun, 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 dude. What's her name? Fucking,
whatever.
What's that bitch's name? I love her. Big fucking thick bitch.
All of them?
No. That's
Who?
Not
the one with like the half hair?
Like, no, not, the big, not the Lori, big bitch Lori with the Grenier. Big chin, Lori Grenier.
Yeah, Lori, yeah.
Dude, Lori Grenier, I want to fucking suck on her chin.
Really?
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Hey, why do you think she's hot? I wouldn't think most
she's
men would
a
think.
Fucking millionaire, fucking.
The money.
Big,
that's
thick
interesting.
Bitch. Yeah, dude. I want
to.
Dude, I'm gonna smell her bank account.
Yeah, yeah, that's hot.
You remember when women had to have harems? They had to have millions of dollars in the '80s. Women that had harems, they had to be rich and own a mansion. Now, because of liberal shit, it's all just poly families of overweight women. Have you noticed that?
I have.
What?
Yeah. I was saying that actually at lunch yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah,
like maybe in Greenpoint or Park Slope, but
if,
like not
if
in
you
New
wanted,
York.
If you were a woman
Portland.
And you were 40
yeah,
years old
Karen.
And you wanted to have sex slave
Keep
men,
talking.
You had to have 10 million minimum in the bank.
Yeah.
I'm playing a character, everyone. It's
He's
not
playing
real.
A character.
Dash
everyone.
Random.
Do you find him easy to tune out? Because for me, it's so
I'm
fast.
I'm just staring at you
so
and
quick.
Thinking about your puss.
Fuck yeah. It's
I haven't listened to one thing he said, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
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 Rape
on the first
fucking
so, day. Dash random so people know
it's
I was
weird.
Joking.
It's like I'm a literal white noise machine.
Yeah.
I could put you to sleep.
Oh, Karen.
8.5 inches right in there.
You're not 8.5 inches.
Of what?
You saw it live on a podcast.
It wasn't 8.5 inches.
It was.
Though.
Talking
it was...
about a booger he picked. You stink.
That was me, Karen.
Sorry.
So, all right, look. Let's, I want to talk about this. This OnlyFans thing is a very, very big deal, Karen.
I know. It's so crazy. These religious people are influential over credit card. It's not just the sex workers that are getting fucked. It's like credit card companies are telling people where it's right and okay to spend their money. It's fucking gross.
But what, yeah. So what is the underlying reason that, so OnlyFans,
because Visa,
the news is this, OnlyFans, they're no longer allowing sexually explicit material. They're allowing nudes still.
Nudity is still fine.
Nudes are okay.
Tasteful nudes, which it's here's what they're gonna do. They're just gonna be shitty and racist. Like they're probably gonna be
okay,
like,
okay,
oh,
yeah,
this,
right, not bad.
This fucking like I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. Like I feel like they're who decides what's an offensive butthole and what isn't. I mean, it's wild.
Can you spread it?
And like who gets those jobs?
Karen,
who applies
look,
for those jobs?
I'm gonna
jobs?
Be honest with you. If there's a line for offensive buttholes and not offensive buttholes, I feel like you're gonna be in the offensive butthole line.
Really? Yeah. Why? What's so offensive about mine?
Nothing's offensive about it. It's a joke. Jesus.
Look We're talking about my livelihood. What are you?
Your butthole is your livelihood.
I think I have a.
I love your butthole.
Thanks.
Have you seen her OnlyFans? Are you subscribed to her OnlyFans, man?
That's my
yeah,
biggest.
I subscribe to everything Karen is.
My,
She's
the fucking idea
hot,
me.
Man.
Woo! Let's go.
Yeah.
To be fair, the last podcast I was on with you, I just said how you would make money without an OnlyFans. So I was kind of right of you're going to actually have to start putting in the work. I feel bad for the women in OnlyFans.
What?
But wow. Goodbye to your vacation.
What did you just say to
you
my
just,
wow, Karen.
No, you just... These
no,
women,
shush!
No, these women had to just put pictures. They were in a safe room.
Hold
now
on.
You have
Wait,
to,
Randa, Randa,
Karen
Matt,
puts
Matt's,
in the work.
Matt's pretty upset with you right now yeah. for disrespecting...
Karen works a lot.
Yeah, hold on,
She's
Matt,
up
Matt.
On stage every night, dude.
Let's
no,
go, Matt.
Matt.
Let's go, Matt.
Matt are you,
she does. She does a lot of stand-up.
Matt, I have a question. Yeah. Do you consider Karen your girlfriend? Because you did say...
Yeah, she's my lover.
Yes.
She's
your, have you guys
awesome.
Hooked up before?
Listen,
no, but I'll pound her soon. That's why I'm doing this.
You're, that's some 48 Laws of Power
yeah,
shit, doggy. You're fucking...
I'm defending her to get anal.
You're playing...
It's worked before.
Yeah.
It has.
Karen gets on stage a lot and she
Let's
puts
go.
Up a lot of content that's not
go.
Raunchy.
I was trying to say the OnlyFans, sorry ladies, your vacation's over. Now you're having to be at those motels, be at those munches and trainings. And learn.
No,
your
she won't do that. But she does a lot of work, Mary.
No more in your safe apartment with the camera.
Matt,
wow.
relax. First of all,
like
random, relax. Yeah. First of all, maybe you did not notice Matt's UFC hat.
Yeah.
Matt trains mixed martial arts.
He's gonna punch
so
you
fucking
in the
chill for a second, dude.
He's gonna knock you out.
Random
he's
chill.
He's gonna knock you out. He's gonna you, shave
let
that
me speak.
Pink flop.
You're
hair
like
off
my
your
mother.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, right. Matt.
So Karen does a lot in stand-up.
Thank you, Matt.
No, I know. I like her as
right.
a stand-up.
So what do you mean she has to put in the work?
Yeah. No, I was yeah. talking about OnlyFans.
Oh, all yeah. right. Well. She does a lot for OnlyFans.
Sending
too.
Pictures. Sending pictures.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. Also, to be fair, my favorite of her work is her OnlyFans work. I'm not saying that like
no way.
It's great.
That's not.
It
Thank
is
you.
Excellent.
My, it is, but very, I like her stand-up and her podcast.
I do, too.
Random, can I tell you, I do feel like I put in what you call the work for my OnlyFans. Because
you didn't go to a dirty basement have guns pointed at you just for sex work for $80 and pills and
that
coke.
That happened to you? I'm so sorry.
I'm a character. That wasn't real.
No,
everyone.
It's okay. If you want to cry, we're here.
Were you ever touched? I was
working at this bit of people think allegedly I was molested by a bunch of women when I was 4 to 5 years old on Lefetra Ave in Long Branch, New Jersey from 93 to 95. But that's a fucking weird bit, and I don't believe any of that.
You were 4 to 5. Were you at a preschool? What women?
I was fucking at 4 years old with this 8.5-inch dick.
Oh my God.
Who did you fuck,
what
man?
A bunch of women. I'm a bro. See? I'm like the bros. Get my dick sucked in a... It's a joke. It's a joke. Dash
I think that you guys need to find out what facility he needs to be returned to after these fucking shows.
Dude, I love random new
such a liability.
Character within a character. It's my favorite thing. It's a joke.
I have a
I'm
migraine.
A character, man. Yeah.
Dash random so people know I'm joking. That's why I signed my tweets.
I know.
So people know I'm joking.
I know. I'm not... I get it.
No, they thought it was multiple personalities.
I didn't think it was any of that. I knew... I got the bit from moment one.
Like, Lewis has this like deep part of him that's like this unfunny person
Hell
that he like identifies with, so he has empathy for him.
You've
it's
never
so
seen me live.
Karen, keep talking towards me.
No, you know what it is?
I'm
it's,
so hard.
What
Karen.
You don't know is Lewis. Lewis shares the
Do you
same
like my smile.
I love everything about right. you.
Lewis shares
the
same
You're
the fear.
Only
I want you right. relax. Let's right. get back to the OnlyFans for a second.
All right, OnlyFans.
So they're no, what do they consider?
OnlyFans, which is
OnlyFans,
my podcast.
Is
you
incredible.
Can subscribe to it. My co-host Jared is getting a lot of hate. But I,
is
as
he
Louis,
guys, I want you to go double
I?
Down on the hate for Jared.
Is he
no.
gay?
No.
Everyone, guys, listen. I mean this, guys.
Wait,
hold on. It's a new bit that I'm doing on the show. If you make Jared kill himself,
oh come on,
hold on,
oh.
with words.
No.
With
words. Jared,
I like this.
With words.
Hey, faggot, listen. Can I get a Diet Coke? Can I get a Diet Coke? Thanks.
Yes, Matt. Matt, you got to berate the staff. If you don't do that, how are they going to know you're not a fucking
I
superstar?
Just did
I
coffee?
Know. It's my coffee.
Oh, you already have one.
You want mine, Karen?
I want
Did what, you comment at Matt? Do not drink something from Matt.
Of course I
Cafe
did.
Au lait.
Thank you so much. Dick bagger.
Oh, sorry.
Faggot.
Matt, can I can't believe you just did that.
Jared is a good host. Please subscribe to Karen.
No, listen to me.
Listen to my podcast. We have great guests. Lewis is going to be a guest. He's committed verbally a few times.
Hashtag Schwartz suicide.
No.
Oh,
poor Jared.
Oh.
Say the meanest things to him.
Listen,
roast him like he's never been.
Bully a 24-year-old. You're so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes.
He's doing his best. He's annoying. He has ADD. He has like a learning disability.
Can I cut the clip and use that for me?
Who does it?
Right? It's like he's
exactly.
Just,
that's the point.
He's
that's not
struggling.
Unique to anybody. We all have learning
I
disabilities.
Know, but he's a
I
kid.
Have fucking learning
but
disabilities.
But don't be mean. He's a kid.
No.
Yeah, Karen.
I'm gonna
let
cut
me
Karen's
see your
clips and then say random. So it looks like she's defending me.
He's only 24.
Yeah, he's a baby.
All right.
Let
yeah,
him live.
Be nice to him. Karen,
I bully him enough.
Me.
I'm a. I will.
All right.
Oh yeah, they got. All right, they put a picture up of Random's dick in the racist live chat
wow.
right now. When he's
let me see.
He's
let
got
me
his
see.
Dick out.
Is it a micro penis?
It's not a micro penis, but it's not 8.5. I don't give a fuck how much you
let
think.
Let me see.
Thing. Karen, don't look at the picture right above it, which
Can
is
I
this
see
one.
It?
It's pretty solid, Karen.
Looks great.
Nice beaver.
Can I see it? I don't think it's really my dick.
What's your favorite word for a pussy?
Karen's cunt.
Do you want me to share the picture, Lewis?
Share, Matt, Random, can we share the picture of your
Let
dick?
Let me see the picture
I'd
first.
I'd like to see it to see... To see
Pull it up on the screen
bigger.
And we'll edit it out if you don't want it to see.
When I come, nothing
Please
comes
be
out.
A micro penis.
I mean, it looks like it got a little bit of thickness to it, but it's
I mean,
not...
I was pulling
right,
it in at that
much
point,
bigger,
and it was
Karen.
Soft.
Yeah,
I was around
I
a bunch of dudes. Sorry, my dick was soft in front of Big J Okerson.
But that's what I'm saying is that does not grow.
Why did you pull your dick out in front of Big J?
That does not grow to 8.5
they
inches.
They made me. It does. Also, you're now going to get inbox pictures. Like, you know the pictures
Looks
I messaged
like
you of, like,
candle.
I messaged you the FBI agents that interrogated me. I'm going to message you pictures of my dick.
Oh, hell yeah.
It used to be on Pornhub, actually. You could have found it on Pornhub,
right,
but that
relax. Listen, stop making it about you all the time, Random. We're talking about Karen and her fucking future.
I'm trying to help her. It's just I only get booked once a year, so, you know.
So stop trying to get all your words in on that one booking.
No, but I have to wait till 2022 before I go again. So
well,
go
if
on,
you
Karen.
All you got to do is kill it here and not fucking annoy me, and you're fine. All
right.
That's all you got to do.
I already fucked that
all,
up.
No,
so.
All you got to do is tap it in.
Yeah.
The less you speak, this is a little secret for people that are unlikable.
I'm likable now, King. 2021.
You're not likable. But no, the less you speak, the better it is. The better it is, because you it's less words to dislike you
no,
on.
No, but my thing is the Dunning-Kruger effect, which is if you don't think you're smart...
The Freddy Krueger effect? It's like, I'm less children until their parents try to burn me alive.
I always say I'm intelligent, so people the Freddy Krueger effect.
The name of today's episode. No one laughed. I'm going to fucking sit here.
I laughed.
I need a laugh. Did you laugh, Shannon?
Because I wanted you to like me.
I did, and I wrote it down before you said
the Freddy Krueger effect is a solid fucking joke.
My joke was funnier, saying that I pretended to be smart.
No, I said that you molest children until the point that their parents want to burn you alive.
You are absolutely right about, like, because think of, like, the ratio, because, like, you could say 100% of the things you say aren't funny.
Yeah.
Or you could be quiet and then, like, 10% of the things you say aren't funny because you only say 10% of the things you want to. Unfunny.
It's like how they say there's a lot of hot chicks in New York when it's just there's a lot of chicks in New York and the hot ones sort of stand out.
Right. Yeah, that's what the my
So that's what it is.
You're brilliant, Lewis.
She really is. It's overwhelming.
Actually, that was maybe the smartest point I've ever made.
I said female comics are like just they couldn't. Female comics.
Yeah, Lewis. Yeah.
Hell yeah, Matt.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give myself the real ass dude of the week.
Yeah.
It's only Monday.
Shut up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I might make Matt and Random fight at Skankfest.
Yeah, man.
Who would win the fight? You or Matt?
Matt,
Random.
Clearly.
Yeah, Matt would fuck you up.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Matt, will you join Team Rattlesnake? Will you train with me?
Sure, man.
You get fucking crazy,
of
dude.
Of course, yeah. Jersey.
Hell yeah. We'll go to Jersey.
You're from Jersey?
Yeah.
All right. North Jersey.
Yeah. I live with my mother who's dying of cancer.
Oh, boy.
I live
by myself.
Yeah,
to wipe her ass.
In Jersey City.
Yeah.
I
take her medication and give it to fat chicks so they fuck me.
I wish I knew my mom.
Yeah!
I miss my mom so much. I haven't talked to her in 8 years.
I'm sorry. Why?
What?
Oh, no, I didn't mean to ask you that.
No, I was
Karen,
just
please suck my dick.
I will.
All right.
Sorry,
cool.
So Karen. So,
cool,
all right.
Man.
So, all right, whoever says the meanest/funniest thing to Jared will win a real-ass prize package with a t-shirt and a hat. Jared Schwartz is his name. What's
oh,
his?
No, you're upsetting Karen. Don't
She's
do that,
fine.
Man. She's my love.
Matt, can I give you a little bit of advice?
Yeah.
You want to upset them. I don't know why.
She likes me.
Listen to me. There's no... I cannot explain to you why.
No, Matt's already got it locked in.
But if you do not...
He doesn't have to do the whole game.
Trust me on this, okay? I'm giving you advice right now. You want her to be upset.
But she likes me.
You don't want her to like you.
You want to degrade.
Shut up.
This is true, actually. He's not wrong. If he was wrong, I'd love to tell him he's wrong. But you want to trash her a little bit. You want to make her feel sort of like a piece of shit.
It gets her wet. All female comics.
You don't gotta be so crude, cool. But yes,
really
he's 100% right.
It makes their pussy wide like that thing.
You're only right about the beginning.
Shit.
And like I mentioned, Matt already has it locked in. Like we're in like a loving place now. We're not doing the game anymore.
I have a question. Is there a chance? Is there any way? Because Random has expressed his love for you
love
as well.
You, Karen.
Is there any chance for Random?
Random has only said mean things to me. I mean,
but
I have
that's
to be
he's doing my. He's taking a page out of my book.
I know, but it works if you're physically attracted
Hell
to
yeah.
the person.
I know, and I look like a
monster. Girl? Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on, guys. Put some sexy music. Say that again.
Do you know why I'm ugly?
Give me a second. Shut up. Say that again.
Holy shit, I didn't even put my headphones on this whole time.
It was a good joke.
What a fucking idiot I am. All right, cool. Let me hear.
Damn, Karen. Say that again.
Say it was good.
It only works if you're...
Negging only works.
If
you're physically attractive.
Oh, Karen,
you know what? That's why? Do you know why I'm ugly? Because God don't like ugly. Jerner, metal riff.
What the
edgy
fuck, man?
Metal riff.
Nothing is good that you say.
I know.
Nothing's clever. Yeah. It stinks.
I know.
Words, said... words, words. I know. Words.
Scream again.
That was a sex move right there.
You? I worked out this morning. I did a 26-minute Tabata. I should
body
be very zen.
Just did a sex
She's
move.
So beautiful.
Oh, thanks, all right, Matt.
So Karen,
and smart.
So what's talk to me about what's going on with OnlyFans now?
I mean, here's
so
my
you're,
thing.
You, no, you're not
I
allowed to do sexual
split.
Are you
I'll
breaking
show
the rules?
You, I'll show the new rules, the new terms of
new
service
rule.
Are, if I remember correctly. No, in like genital, like no stimulated or real sex. Which, sorry to break everyone's balls. I don't.
It's just hard to read. But
we've got him,
Shannon. Can't have ball breaking fetish anymore.
Go ahead.
That's dumb.
I can't even read that. I'm so blind.
I'll read it. It's a shitty article.
Go ahead, it says, Shannon,
shows,
read it.
Shows, promotes, advertises, or refers to sexually explicit conduct, which means actual or simulated sexual intercourse, including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal to genital, or oral anal between persons of any sex, actual or simulated
masturbation. Oh, you can't masturbate?
No.
No. Oh, fuck that. It's over. It's over. That's a problem.
I think
BDSM fetish. You got to go fetish.
I wonder. I wonder what's going
to
happen.
Gimsu. Wonder
Gimsu,
what
collar and
Karen's going to do to make money.
Karen, collar and leash. No,
Lewis, you're so smart.
This is what we're going to do. I can get you in contact with people in South Jersey.
I don't
want to
do anything. Quiet. Make him stop. How many minutes? I can't anymore.
Just say muffin.
All right. More. He gave me an annoying safe word to say.
I did.
And it's it's muffins. And even that makes me want to barf.
Sounds like my aunt.
Yeah. Ugh. God. Shannon, give me more of these rules.
Yeah, Shannon, let's hear it.
Any exhibition of the anus or genitals of any person which is extreme or offensive.
Which is extreme or offensive.
Spread eagle.
Yeah, but listen.
See, your butthole. No more butthole.
Can I tell you?
You can't even show the butthole.
I don't know. I have a feeling I'm going to fly under the radar.
And you think so? You have a pretty big OnlyFans. A pretty big butthole.
I don't think it's...
Leather gimsuit.
You've never even been in my butthole.
I have been in your butthole.
You tried a little bit? A little?
Are you kidding me?
What do you
mean? Holy shit, man. This is hot.
Are you jerking it right now?
Yeah.
All right.
I swear to God, we had anal sex.
We've never had full-blown anal sex.
Oh, yeah. My two favorite people. Let's hear it. Yeah. Butt sex, Lewis and Karen.
We've had like the putt-putt version of anal. We've never done like a full 9 yards.
Putt-putt.
Like, you know.
Putt-putt.
She's trying to say your dick is small without saying
he
it's
put
small.
It in a little.
No, my asshole's small. Like, you couldn't get it in my asshole. I don't like
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
It hurts.
Keep going. I'm about to come. But nothing will come out because I'm repressed.
What?
And even though I feel like panel is one of my favorite porn searches.
Panel.
Like pounding ass.
Wow.
You're a freak.
Oh, you're into pain? I knew
Karen,
a chick from the Bronx.
Have you ever been with a girl?
Oh, I tried so hard.
Oh, really?
There's this chick named Paula. She from the Bronx came to mid-Jersey to get fucked in the ass and have it bleed and everything.
Holy shit. Yeah. Shut up.
Stop talking.
You're ruining it. Shush.
He ruined sex.
Keep going, Karen.
I know.
He ruined sex. I can't.
I love how much Matt hates random. I thought you guys would be...
I hate him. I feel bad for him.
I thought you guys would become best friends.
I like
and possibly
him. He's a nice guy.
Podcast
he means
together.
Well.
I'm an incel. I just never
it's
had sex. I have all these S&M fantasies that I've never done in a South Jersey basement and got paid for, then it ended up on Pornhub and X-Hamster, and I thought it ruined my career.
All of my excitement.
I just feel like, here's the thing. Everybody's going to be fine. All the sex workers are going to be fine. You're telling me that men are going to stop buying fucking pussy
videos? Can I tell you the problem?
Videos?
Let me tell you. Here's the thing. You're going to have to recycle out a whole new one. So not you. You're fine because you weren't doing porn on OnlyFans. Here's the thing. I know girls that were getting fucked on OnlyFans, right? Now, those girls.
Yeah.
They'll just go to other sites. They'll be
fine. They go to another site, but they have to start from scratch. They have to start no matter what.
They go to Gas Digital.
They're going to take a hit. Listen. They're going to take a hit, but they're going to be fine. All they have to do is post a link, and especially if they all start going to like some of the same places, and they're
but you know what it takes to build out and to start from scratch and build it out.
All you got to do
could
is
we
put
do
a link
Gas
of
Digital?
Your followers that are already there. You're going to lose
OnlyFans Gas Digital.
But you just link your new spot. You start doing it now.
I heard you.
You have until December. You have months. All you have to do is keep posting, like,
Karen.
I'm going here, I'm going here, follow
but
me
listen,
here.
Listen,
what I think the sex workers should do is all pick one or two places and buy stock in that fucking company so that they control it.
Can I tell you the problem with that? Sex workers are retarded.
Listen.
So they're not going to be able to, it's not like they're fucking.
Those are my hoes.
They're
going to
short sell X.biz. Get the fuck out of here. They don't know how it works. They're sex workers.
The truth of the matter is celebrities and people with following like, kind of like me, like I'm the dickhead in this situation. I'm not saying that I'm a fucking celebrity. My point is it was like kind of easy for me to like make money on there. Whereas sex workers, real deal sex workers.
Listen, you already.
It's hard.
Stop talking.
Nobody knows who you are.
Stop talking for a second, please. For the love of God. There's two things here. Number one, you're different because you already had a following and then you did an OnlyFans. So you were able to sort of parlay that pretty quickly into some cash. The girl, there's two things, okay? If they stay
you
on,
said one, you only get one left.
If they stay on OnlyFans, they have to. If there's a chick who I'm paying to watch get fucked,
right?
And now she's no longer getting fucked.
But you don't know how good she is at pottery.
But there's if she's no longer getting. But listen to me, it's a big step backwards. It's a massive step backwards. Remember when Playboy stopped doing nudes and they just were doing bikini photos?
Yeah.
That lasted for 2 months.
Yeah.
Of
2 months. So they're gonna lose. What, yeah, you, you. I mean, it was the internet was already. The porn was already on the internet.
You're
nobody
right.
was buying Playboy yet. But the other girls, or they go to another site and they have to try to transfer all of those subscribers over to another site.
Exactly.
They're going to lose half of their subscribers right off the bat.
Sure.
I maybe like 20%. I don't know about half.
I bet you half.
I bet they'll take a hit. I feel like you don't realize how loyal these guys are.
I know. These
guys,
a lot of it, half of them stay subscribed because they fucking subscribe and they're horny in the moment and they got to be caught like right after they jerk off when their charge is about to hit. They're like, oh, I got to, what am I doing? Yeah. That's the trick of OnlyFans is one, because I'm subscribed to like 5 OnlyFans right now. I never look at them ever, but it's fucking $30 a month that I'm not paying attention to that comes out of my pocket every month.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter.
I just, any dude who gets emotionally attached to an OnlyFans should kill themselves. Hi, and I'm
Karen.
Sorry for dork shaming half of the hate comments. I know you're that type.
Love you back.
But
cool.
Yeah. Can't wait to go out.
Let's I want to, because we only have an hour to do the show.
I'll take you to Subway.
We were flooded for this it was Hurricane Henry.
Whatever.
Which was
Hurricane Karen, because she's so great.
It was a pussy ass hurricane.
That was good.
It was a pussy ass hurricane.
You.
Yeah, it was bullshit. It was nothing.
Also, shout out to the guy from Jeopardy. Keeping it real.
What
ass.
Happened to him? Did he have anti-Semitic tweets or something?
Was it anti? No, he was.
No,
just,
what?
Oh, misogynistic.
Yeah, he called his female producer a booth hoe.
Shannon wishes that was all you called
her. I mean, if I tried to fucking get a real job in the industry, I would be so. It would be so funny how quickly
you made your own industry. Fuck them. What industry?
Yeah, Lewis, you're brilliant.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Matt.
Thanks for having me on.
You're the fucking best.
Cool,
Karen. Have you ever been a side girl?
Lewis, will you answer that?
Let me host. Stop. Can I give a piece of advice to people that guests on podcasts? Stop interviewing other fucking. This
I like that question.
Christina Hutchinson did this on my podcast the other day.
She said I threatened her, and I didn't.
She's fucking retarded.
I gotta go with Hutchinson on that one.
So she probably did.
No, I
Whatever
debated
you,
her ideas.
I her perception was.
I debated her.
I
ideas.
Debated her idea of being safe around me. She had this idea that she could walk home safe at night, and I had this idea that she could not.
I just always
change people's think
when women fucking. Yeah, you're right. Callback. That was a good callback, but I.
It's not a sentence.
When women say, like, I threaten them, because that could turn into a fucking legal issue.
Then just stay away from them.
Yeah,
I did.
Can I give you some advice? Stop bringing it up, you fucking idiot.
No, but she
Nobody's
said
mentioning it. You're the one bringing it up.
Because she said it on the podcast like a month ago. So all I'm saying is, like, I just.
It was not a month ago. It was months
Lewis,
ago.
Lewis, weren't you talking?
I was trying to say something.
Cool.
I'd
rather listen to Lewis.
Here's what we're going to do, okay? Karen, because I already have a feeling it's sort of a pointless game. We planned a dating game between Matt and Random.
I mean, I didn't really think I was going to fall this deep. I mean, Random really pushed me into his arms.
Yeah. Karen, you love me.
That's what I do. I feel safe with Matt. I feel like we have a lot to talk about.
That's how unlikable you are, Random, is that you're pushing Karen into the arms of Matt.
But that's
today, Karen did not really like Matt that much. I mean,
that's being a good side. Good wingman.
I think Karen always
I got Karen
me.
For you. I got you wingman.
What?
I was so unlikable that she wants you.
Do you have any
hand sanitizer?
Yeah, something to wipe this off.
But isn't that being a good wingman? If
you
I'm
are.
So repulsive that then Matt looks great for Karen.
You sound like my aunt.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hey, what's up, Shannon?
She's rubbing her face.
Girl, you're so fucking hot
Such
too,
a babe.
Man.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah,
so, all right.
Shannon.
So look, Random.
Whoa,
I know that you
tits.
You initially loved Karen, and you loved it. And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Listen, I'll try to have a clean slate.
You will have it. Let's start fresh here. We're gonna start fresh.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have, it's going to be a dating game right now. Right. We're going to see if you could win Karen's affection back. Because I think Karen, deep down inside, she is playing hard to get. And I think your approach is not completely off because she does like being abused a little bit.
I just need a side chick, though, because me and Liz have it down. Flex. So, like, would you be cool being a third wheel in a relationship?
Just say yes, Karen, please. Yep. All right, good. Yes. So let's get into this. Let's get into this dating game. Oh, we have look, rap dating game.
Oh, that's what a cool. Yes.
With Karen Fian.
Great job.
Mark Random.
Oh, man.
And Matt.
That's a good picture, man.
I really like the production there.
I love it. That was
really
great.
Good job, Shannon. You're fucking hot, man.
Yeah.
Good job, Shannon is so hot.
How are you able to do stuff
Shannon!
Like
this?
Big boobs.
Shannon.
Yeah.
She's so good.
So talk to me about how this is going to work.
I want to do Shannon
here.
From behind.
Talk to me how this is going to work. Shannon, your microphone's not on.
Who cares? Look at her.
Go ahead.
I couldn't hear what you guys were saying before.
I want to do you from behind.
So, no, what we're saying is we want to give us some rules here. How is this game going to work here today?
Okay, so we have a question segment and then an activity segment. So first, Karen has in front of her three questions. So she's going to ask them to you guys, and then she is going to give you guys
really
points.
She's going to award 1 point per thing. So each question random right now, just so you guys know, for everyone at home, is pouring powdered kratom into his mouth. While
yo, kratom!
No.
While
you
he drinks, he,
I
you
can't
guys
want to
chases it.
You guys want to be
You're
a great
so
comic? Yo, kratom.com, sponsored Gas Digital.
This is truly.
What the fuck is up with this dude, man? I'm gonna win. I'm completely
it's
sober.
It's making me nauseous.
I know, because he's vomiting while he's doing
it's so
it. Look,
gross.
Look.
No. Stop. If you're sick, if it's making you sick, I can't even look. I've only had like coffee in a bar today. I'm not ready for anything.
Dude.
I'm not
dude, kratom
ready.
Kratom is so gross.
It's in his teeth.
I know it. And he feels like he fucking.
His teeth look like a tree.
I thought we were sponsored by Yo Kratom.
We are, but you can't pour it in your mouth. As a...
I'm so sick.
Dude, that is ridiculous. I mean, that is the
your
most.
Your teeth look like my backyard, man.
Oh, man. I'm sure we should take a
holy
weed whacker
fuck.
To his face.
Holy shit, dude. I am fucking wow.
Why was that?
There's a Mexican
shocking
gardener in his teeth.
Yeah. He looks like he ate the bag on the lawnmower.
Holy
I was
fuck.
Literally trying to take attention off myself for 8 minutes.
Oh my god.
By
dude.
Fucking looking like you sucked
dude,
a Ninja Turtle's dick.
I mean, I.
That was a good one.
I can't. I can't.
I hate him.
Like, literally, every time you think random has
I
fucking.
I can. We,
no, clean
sorry
slate.
To.
Right now.
No. Can we now?
Clean slate.
Can we really pull the fourth wall? Can
no.
we really pull
no,
the
no, 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 no. Clean slate right now. Random feeling good, dude. Kratom's
holy
kicking in right now,
yeah.
dude. He's buzzing. Hell yeah, dude. No, relax.
Why would you make me look at him? Ew, I'd rather watch Dirty Paco eat his breakfast.
Oh, in all seriousness, do you want to hold hands?
No. Okay.
Fuck, all right, man. Relax. No, dude, look, he's chilling, dude. He's fucking knocking over
is
his coats now.
Is Kratom like kitty litter for a retard?
What is Kratom? Is Kratom pot?
Yeah, catnip.
You mean catnip?
Is Kratom pot?
Kratom, it's like it's from a plant, and it sort of it sedates you. It sort of makes you
it gives me the
feels
calm.
Like Percocet. I would say that's the best
no,
way I describe
no.
it.
Is it pot? No.
It's not pot.
Is it fucking THC?
Not THC.
All right, cool.
You might want to be honest with you, Matt. You might get a little funky on Kratom.
His teeth are yellow.
Yeah. I know. It's because it's just a diet of aspartame and Kratom.
Oh,
like every 2 hours, I just chug it. I have like 10 Coke Zeros.
I'm really sorry.
This is wild.
But I'm so nauseous.
All right, listen,
my body's
everyone,
trying to like, get gas.
Everyone be cool.
I'm trying.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is the online store where you can get every auto part at the absolute best prices available. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Now, Karen,
yes.
if you're getting work done in your car, I'm assuming you're not going to a body shop. You're going to go to some dude that follows you on Instagram or something, and you'd be like, hey, I need work done on my car, right?
Absolutely.
And guess what? You know where you got to send him?
Where?
Rockauto.com.
Okay.
Okay, you don't want him to be paying those marked up prices. You want this guy to be giving you as much love and as much support as possible. He's got to save that money so he can support your live comedy careers and your OnlyFans, correct?
Correctamundo.
Why would he want to spend all those money on auto parts? You don't got to talk to a counter guy who needs you to order their parts, who aren't really sure what you're looking for and have never quite what you need. And then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. Fuck that noise. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop working on your own car, or Karen Fian having some dumb schmo do it.
Yeah.
Go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code or anything because the pricing is already that good. Just let them know that the Real Ass Podcast sent you there. Rockauto.com. Okay. Where were we? All right. We're going to start this dating game now, okay, and we're going to pretend that that did not happen.
I'm so sorry.
That's a crazy way to take kratom, dude.
I do it like every three hours.
Even my sponsors right now are going, no. Right now, they don't like this segment because they're going like, yeah, people should not be taking kratom that way. You don't pour it into your mouth and then chug it with Diet Coke. Even Shannon has the fucking, because Shannon's a kratom addict as well, but she just has a cup full of it and she spoons it. And nobody knows. Oh, you think she's drinking tea.
This dude
is walking gonorrhea. Holy fuck.
I know.
All right, let's play the game. I'm going to win because he's a douche. Yeah.
Yes. I am so shocked.
Okay, ready? These are the questions.
All right, let's go. Start with questions.
Question number one. Can we get a
little bit of a music band? I like that music that you had for the game. Question number one is going to be to both of them, right? Cool. Each question is supposed to start with one of them.
You're each allowed, let's say, 30 seconds to answer.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to get crazy.
Cool.
Okay. Question number one. Dater number one. Random. I love cartoons. Or both of you think about the answer. I love cartoons. If we were cartoon characters, who would we be and why?
We would be the most popular show, Rick and Morty, because it's a fifth dimensional show that 10 years from now, all the review pages and reaction pages will be more successful than the actual show. And then they'll make a show out of that cartoon, and it'll be the Random and Karen Feehan show. And then that's what that'll be 30 years from now. So it'll be as popular as that. Love
you. Cool, I won.
Yeah.
No, cool. We would be the Flintstones.
Hell yeah.
I would be Fred. You would be Wilma. Oh. I would fucking club you over the head. I'd drag you around, take you for some meat, and you would be my lady.
Yeah,
Karen.
Yes. He's on fire.
Whoa. I love you.
Let's fucking go.
Awesome. Cool, man. You're my girl.
Wow.
I love you.
Okay. 1,000 bonus points.
Okay, 1 point for Mal. Let me make
sure. Are you keeping score? Make sure you get
awesome.
All these.
All right, let's go with question number two.
Where would you take us on our fantasy date?
It would ideally be with my feet. Oh, is the time going?
Yep.
Let them do the timer. Give them actually 30 seconds.
It would be with my fiance in one of a millionaire's private sex dungeons, and I would test out your limits, what you could do for your OnlyFans, and try to work things out, what you're into, what you're not into, piss, play, shitting on you, and her slapping you around or choking you, and maybe we could have a successful OnlyFans career. Random. That's a character, you fucking
That's a character,
stupid
you
comics.
Fucking morons. You fucking dumbasses.
Stupid fucks.
Dumb bitches out there. You don't get these characters.
Cool. All right. I won again. All right, cool, Karen. I would pick you up in an Uber. I would take you to a motel, give you a sub from Subway, either tuna or roast beef. I would rub your feet. I would fuck you wherever you want in the motel room, and then I would drive you in the Uber because I don't have a license. It was taken away. And then I would call you the next day as promised.
Cool,
yeah, you're my girl. We're in a relationship.
Woo! That's so romantic.
Karen, who do we like?
Did you hear he was going to call after?
Yes, I would keep my word.
Oh, I can't with the chivalry.
So who do we?
Random says, I'm going to shit on you. I don't know.
No, I said my fiance would.
Whatever,
his
I don't want to get shitted
would.
On.
Who else is gonna
I
fiance?
Don't want to get shitted on in my fantasy date. I'm putting my foot down.
Test your limits.
Matt gets another point.
I said test your limits.
You know,
Karen, I would even wipe your ass.
Thank you.
If you shit in the motel room.
Thank you.
You could be in the porn too.
I don't want to be in your fucking porn.
I'm random.
I'm trying to save her OnlyFans career. I'm trying to save her OnlyFans.
It's not savable. It's not savable. Put my Venmo in
Matt,
the racist
easy.
Chat.
Matt, relax. We're all friends here.
Cool.
Matt, he's defending my honor.
He really is.
Okay, ready?
So Karen, remember, we do need the bit to go on. So if Matt just wins really early, we still got another 10 minutes of show.
Louis, you're still looking at playing this fucking game.
All right, still got another 10 minutes of show left.
There's a lot more bullet points here.
Cool.
All right, let's so when we start with Matt on the first one this time.
Okay. Matt.
Yeah, my love.
My butthole is available everywhere on the internet.
Cool.
How does that make you feel?
If you want your butthole to be available to other men, then I'm okay with it, Karen.
Wow.
Because if you're with me, I own it. I own that butthole from today until the end of time.
Yes.
It's my butthole.
Yes.
I will put with a Sharpie Matt across your butthole.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what's up, nigga.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. He's, Mark so, Random. He's progressive, yet also protective.
Mark Random, Karen, you're right. Asking the question.
Yeah, my butthole's on the internet, Random. What do you think?
All right. So this is Mark, so you're aware that I could play a character, everyone. It's not for me, but you already called me ugly, so it's like I realize it wouldn't vibe with us, so I just wish you well.
What the hell?
No, we have physical challenges.
He doesn't like me.
No,
he
I just, like you. You just said I was ugly and you bits. Didn't like me. No, she said she didn't like me. So
Random,
I'm cool
you
that.
Are ugly and no one likes you. You
exactly.
Just play along.
Oh.
I'm being a character, Mark. You're wicked hot. Everything's too sexy and funny
it's
and charming.
It's a character.
And cool. I'm a, you right. Idiot. You
duh, dumbass.
Idiot. You stupid,
stupid
bitch.
I should believe this. You believe that she thinks you're gross and doesn't like you and almost puked when she watched you pour kratom into her mouth?
I'm obsessed with you.
This
I
is
can't
a character
get
she does.
I...
Did that faggot bring me a string cheese?
His brain just melted. His
just
brain
broke.
Is a short circuit.
He just broke Mark Random.
All I do is watch your content.
I don't care what.
Out.
This is one of the best shows we've ever done. This will be up for at the ASSY Awards this year. This will be up for Show of the Year. I promise you.
Promise
this is a good. This
awesome.
Is a good one.
Cool.
Then why haven't you booked me on a show if all you do is watch my comedy
Shut
and obsess with me?
Oh I'm a character.
I will.
She was doing
fuck
a character
spot.
Just now, pretending that she was a character that's obsessed with you.
All right, I get
duh,
it.
Duh, dumbass.
Idiot.
A character. All right, so we're gonna give
activity.
We're gonna give that point to Random.
Sure, Louis.
You got that point. So now we're going to go on to the
activities.
Round two. It's an activity. Shannon just doesn't think about anything. She's like, it's the activity section.
It is an activity.
It's
the
not
first thing,
activities.
Though.
It's like a
raw fucking string cheese. Faggot!
Can a faggot get her a string cheese, please?
Thanks,
or him?
Man.
Sorry,
there's
Matt.
There's about three in there.
All right, sorry.
Not string cheese, it's faggots.
Yeah. I know.
So,
they don't
so
do anything.
Karen,
can I have a coffee?
Karen, you were saying we interviewed before the show. And
yes,
we were
I
asking
came in
you
for
things,
a pre-tape.
We were asking you things that she likes in a man and things that she wants. So that this is actually a custom fucking
segment. Here's what happened. I told Louis that I was really lonely and
Thanks,
sad.
Liberace.
It was really like looking for like a new boyfriend. Like I've been single for a while and I really still in love with my ex and it's like bumming me out.
Me.
Not him, this is Tom. And
an Uncle Tom?
Go ahead.
I tried.
And then he said,
Matt liked that one joke. That was one joke he did enjoy.
He said he was gonna bring
Keep
me
talking,
eligible
Karen.
Bachelors. So
I love seeing your lips move.
This is what I got. Thank you, Louis.
Can you just say words with the long O sound over and over again?
Yeah.
Like this?
Oh,
yeah. You made a fishy face. It was
yeah,
cute.
Karen.
These are all piglets.
I love you dearly.
I love you too.
Karen,
what?
Can you just say whoa, whoa, whoa?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't get it.
Can you say noodle?
Noodle.
Oh.
The way that Shane Gillis says it?
Yeah.
With an apology?
So, oh,
got
shit, Shane.
What?
That was pretty good,
oh,
actually.
Tag him.
Now
Retreat.
Show him them titties.
That fake sugar you put in your coffee makes me want to die.
So we did ask Karen a bunch of questions about what she's looking for in a man before today's show started.
Cool.
So one of the things that Karen said is that you
already,
one of the things that's
already
important,
has a girlfriend. Which
one
is
of the things that is important is
but I need a side chick, and that's not
sorry.
A bit,
go ahead, Louis.
Sadly.
I'm sorry.
Is penis size?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So what now, Karen? You could ask them. Give them a little bit of fucking setup here.
I thought you just set it up, though.
Well, you didn't.
Well, I want you guys, you know, we can really showcase your artistry here. And we're really, you know, we're on the honor system. But if you guys could draw a scale-to-scale image of your penis.
All right.
Right now.
Do you want me to use these markers?
No, we just put
no,
the markers on the table
here.
Just to look at. And right. You just smell them.
No, use your tears, man.
Yeah, make it a watercolor.
Two scale image of your dick. This is very good. Now, when you say penis size important, does that mean that length, girth?
Both.
Both. What like are you looking for? What is a perfect size penis
for
you?
Like a big, thick, healthy dick.
You like a big, thick...
2 inches bigger than yours.
No. Not it... 2 inches. That's crazy. Really? No. Come on.
No, your size is actually good.
My size is perfect.
That's pretty
perfect. You hear that, Shannon?
Me.
Natalie?
My size is
perfect.
It's good. But Tom's penis is like perfect. It was like molded, like God made it. Like
God made it.
Sculpted it like he was like a god.
Okay.
Like he, God made another god.
All right. So Random, I think Random is done here.
Oh.
No, I can still go.
You can still go. Random ran out of ink.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? Yours is black?
Oh, hold on.
Let's see.
I need a microscope to draw because I have such a micro penis.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I mean, listen, a lot of women come via clitoral stimulation.
I know. I talk about the A spot because that's when you dig deep and hit it and you can hit that bubble. Like when you don't bottom out on a chick, but you fuck
holy
hard, you can hit the A
man.
Spot
yuck.
And make her have triple orgasms.
Holy yuck.
I need Pepto.
I don't get it because you don't make sense because you said you have a micro penis and you're talking about hitting deep. Like I don't get how
you're... It's based on how much I like you, I tell you if it's 8.5 or micro penis.
You said both.
Yeah.
All right, so Random, let's take a look at your 2-scale penis. Can we see it on your body, too? Can you stand up?
Yeah,
okay, I was going to show her videos of my phone.
That's okay.
We're
going to say that's okay today.
All right.
Let's see on your body. Show. Right. Stand up, Random.
I'm probably not going to be booked for another year, so join my sex cult, everyone. MarkRandom.com.
All right. That's what his dick looks like, everyone.
Okay.
All right.
MarkRandom.com. Right.
So, Matt.
Joining a cult.
Cool.
Matt, can we see your dick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I love you.
And it says, I love you on it.
Love
that is,
you.
That is a very long dick with tiny balls.
Yeah. I know. I'm not happy with my ball size.
Your ball size.
Well,
Welcome to the club, Matt.
I know, man. I'm not happy about it, but my shaft is real fucking long,
that's,
man.
Yeah. You're able to write those in capital
cool.
letters.
You see where your shirt is open right there?
Yeah.
That's where my shaft will go
hell
to.
Hell yeah.
I genuinely want to show her a
quiet,
picture.
Man! It's my toy!
I'm sorry.
Shut up! Fuck!
All right, so who gets this round?
I mean, I just feel like only one person completed the assignment. I mean, I'm trying here.
I know you are.
Look,
I'm trying
look,
to be
Karen.
Fair, but what I said the assignment was draw the penis. It says, I love you.
It's okay. We still have two. We have two more rounds technically.
You know, I don't know what that
heart,
little
Karen.
Black thing at the tip of it is.
That's my hole that I pee out.
He's got a big, thick hole. A lot of cum.
Yeah. Well, no, nothing comes out,
no,
but
it's
okay.
Air.
Do we have another? Do we have another activity?
Yeah.
Again.
Okay. No, I mean that one. So we're going to have them make me coffee?
No, all right. I say we do the.
No, okay. This one.
Should hey, I? You fucking Richard Simmons assholes. Get her a fucking coffee.
I know. Why don't you guys wear? Can I have a bar? Can I have my purse? Is he reading my lips?
I have a bar here
this
too.
One?
I'm eating healthy for you, Karen.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Thank you. I love a clean gut.
Yeah.
This all next right. one, I don't know. Should we have them do it? We could ask them if they want to.
Sure.
Do you guys want to arm wrestle for my affection?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Do you want me to show you videos of me fucking?
No,
I found one.
Random. Stop showing people your penis without permission.
No, it's not a penis. It's two women. I'm putting one in the other. I just...
You know, but I know. But you can't show it to women without them.
No, I was asking for consent.
No,
that's
it's
why.
Already out and you're showing it to her. Oh. I can see it. So all if right. I can see it, she can see it.
It was two women. It shows that I'm good at, I'm a team player.
All right, so let's get the music.
I'm ignoring him.
Let's get the music from Over the Top going. This is likely going to be the last event here. Well, that's not the music from Over the Top, but that's fine. I don't even know I don't even know what the song was from Over the Top, but I'm sure there was some 80s song.
You're so well versed in film
just do
and
a
music.
Fucking sure.
What is happening?
It says
chose
this is
that song
Over the Top soundtrack.
Good, I like it.
Hey, dude, I'm a lefty, are you?
Yeah, I'm a left-handed, too. So
cool.
How do we do
that's
this?
That's right. We'll fucking arm wrestle left-handed.
Let's go.
Left-handed.
Let's go. Matt versus
why?
Random.
Random, you're stalling.
Cool.
All right.
Random,
I mean,
put your
I'm
fucking
to...
pornos away.
I'm about to lose, and I'm going to feel like such a bitch. All right, when do we go?
Matt versus Random. On your mark, get set, go.
Uh-huh.
Random won!
I did the
torch.
The fake out. I should have let you
in.
Oh, my God.
No, it's all right. It's all right, man. I'm a little weak right now.
No, I feel bad.
I got to be honest. That just takes away all Matt's points.
Fuck, Karen! Matt, you just lost to Randa.
We're going to go.
I know.
I've been in my mom's basement for years.
I think you should give it to her, Matt.
I will.
So we're going to end on this.
I'm joking. Well,
right now it's tied, right? We're going to end on this. It's going to be a tiebreaker.
Is it tied? Yeah, it's tied.
We're going to end on this.
Fuck, man.
We're going to have you both serenade Karen with a song of your choice, random. I'm assuming you're going to want to freestyle rap to Karen.
I could sing something. Oh, I got a great song. I got one. I'll sing.
All right, cool. All right.
What song is it?
It's just a song that I sing and record and post on the internet.
It's your own song. You made it up.
Yeah.
I love it. And then, Matt, did you tell Shannon what song you're going
to
sing?
No, man.
Why don't you tell her real quick?
I don't know.
Cue up the music.
Think about it.
Yeah, real quick. A love song for Karen.
Random, do you want a beat behind it?
No, thank you. It's more mellow R&B. I was listening to my rap albums on the way here. It's really cool. I'll send you like albums that I did when I was 20.
Thank you.
So let me know when the song, I should sing the song.
Thank you.
And?
Go.
Wait.
You're such a douchebag.
And hold on, wait.
Oh, it's silent, yeah.
No.
Holy fuck, man.
And...
Just get it over with.
Oh, you want me to sing? All right.
And go.
There's a muffin inside of all of us. We just need to let it out. There's a muffin inside of all of us.
Fuck.
We just need to let it out. There's a muffin inside of all of us. We just need to let it out. There's a muffin inside of all of us. We just need to let it out. There's a muffin inside of all of us. We just need to let it out.
Come on, Matt. That's it?
Yeah.
I love it. I actually really liked it. That wasn't a bad song.
I was clearly swept up in the song.
All right.
Matt, do you know a song you want to sing?
Yes. Fucking I won this one, too.
Okay. Do you want music?
I don't need music. I'm just going to improv it.
A cappella.
Yeah, cool. I love you, Karen. You're my soulmate.
Yeah.
I love your comedy. I love your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I love your tits.
Yeah.
You're my wife.
Yeah.
I own you.
Yeah.
You're going to be my bitch.
What?
Pick me for this game.
Come
this
on.
Dude's an idiot.
Yes.
I love you, Karen.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking psycho. Come live in my basement and take care of my mother with cancer.
Yeah.
I love you, Karen. Be my bitch. I own you for the rest of your life.
Matt.
I want to stretch your asshole tomorrow. I love you, Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
Karen. You got to choose right now. Karen, who is it you're going on a date with? All expenses paid by the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and the Gas Digital Network Realize Podcast. This is it. You're on the spot. Who is your winner? Is it Matt? Is it Random?
I mean, I think you guys know. You think I'm going to pick Matt? And I am.
Thanks so much, Random. You're a cool guy. I'm sorry you're so fucked up.
I know.
You guys can share me. It's okay.
Good job, Random.
Wow. Thank you, Matt. All expenses paid.
Thank you.
Vacation or trip. Lunch.
Cool. Trip?
Lunch.
You said trip.
You guys are going on a date on us.
I never got to go to Jamaica.
I want to follow. You didn't. We're going to follow up with this. Hopefully this love turns into something else. Thank you guys so much for watching the Real Ass Podcast.
Thanks, Louis.
We'll be back on Wednesday with another show. Good night.
That's all, folks.
Thank you for watching today's show. You should know that we have some incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network. One of those shows, as you probably already know, is the Legion of Skanks, which is one of my podcasts. It is the dirtiest podcast on the planet, the most offensive podcast on earth. We say fucked up shit, and we really don't give a fuck. If you want to check out what we do, you can check out our podcast anywhere you find podcasts and get the entire on-demand library at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Check out this clip.
Start a Barbra Streisand podcast.
Ooh.
good.
Just talk about her beauty. Wings.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave. You gonna make me do it myself?
I'll make him do the entire song karaoke right now, please. All can we do it?
Is there anyone with more range than Big J? You could do Barbara and Slayer.
Days in the sun.
Do I don't... Barbara as Slayer. Go.
That's my request.
Jay. It's probably an old Puerto Rican lady you like that we don't like.
I want to see it.
No one wants to see me just sing.
I
want
to sing.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory?
We're going to do the whole song.
She is smiling alone.
Jay, there's some pretty tough notes in this song.
No, there's not.
I want to sing.
In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
Oh, it's a beautiful like song. A
and the wind.
They played this at Dave's Bris. I haven't heard it since, but it comes right back.
Memories all alone in the moonlight. I can dream of the old days.
Mark Norman always has his voice.
Life was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again.
This song kicks in. Oh, this song is so great, dude.
Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning.
I feel like we've done this exact thing before.
Someone mutters and the street lamps gutter.
Are we stuck in a time warp?
And soon it will be morning.
Ooh, can we do Rocky Horror Time Warp next?
Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes tonight, will be a memory.
Is it weird that I'm just hearing pig sounds? Does that mean I'm anti-Semitic?
And a new day will begin.
Now let's go, people.
This is where it gets big.
Hold on. This is actually, never mind. This is where there's a music interlude.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
No, but you have to build up to it.
Did you hear about the pig they left on the rabbi's porch in Jersey?
What?
Yeah. That's where I got the idea. Pig sounds.
Turned out end of smoky days. The still cold smell of morning.
Is Peter Steele of Typo Negative singing
street
now?
Street lamp dies, another night is over. Another day is dawning.
Hold in there, Bobby.
Touch me, it's so easy to leave me all alone with the memory of my days in the sun. If you touch me, you'll understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has begun.
Give me 100 guesses of how this show is going to go.
That's Legion of Skanks, dude.
Yeah, unpredictable.